Rowan, in relation to the first week, how has it been for you? 75 call-outs officially, but
it appears. I mean, just observing it. I mean, to be worse this year. And I've already personally. I mean, I have an HMO next door. I've already on Monday night. You win four times. Neighbours, it's a street where there's families, there's young children, there's people get up for work, and people just take drink, and then the sense completely goes out.
And it simply has kicked in since Freshers' Week started.
Yeah, I mean, and there's an ad up on the Students' Union Freshers' Fortnight.
This is what I discovered talking to Pat a moment ago. He was saying he's attending a meeting next week. He's like, Lord, is this going to continue on for another week?
It looks as if our pain here has been kind of doubled, And I mean, it goes. I've told you before, Frank, as you know, but this goes on and on, and we need to go back as Councillor McCarthy will know. We need to go back to the plan for the area. Where there's longer-term actions taken here, because basically the cost of this, the grief it causes for families, the issues it causes for statutory organisations, I mean, we can't go on like this. I mean, go back to the figures, I mean, $3 million a year just to basically barely contain this.
Do you get a sense that the young people who have arrived in town over the last 5 or 6 days aren't aware of the issue? Now, we have to emphasise, a significant number of them won't be making any noise. But the ones who are getting drunk and who are being rowdy and who are buying into the drinks promotions and letting their hair down and going on the razzle, do you sense there's any conversation among them beforehand saying, well, we've got to be aware of this because the authorities are onto it here in the area. It's always in the news. We better be careful. Or is it something that they don't really know about? They're just here for the rip.
I think, as you say, this is not all young people by any means. I mean, and if you look at the vacancy signs in kind of the Holy Lands area, obviously a number of students, I mean, their parents have decided to opt out of those because they actually want to do some work. I think you've got a core here who basically really don't care. The universities say they've made efforts. They've gone out and talked to sick forums. I don't know what they've happened yet. Each year, there's as part of the kind of induction process, senior queens and UU staff talk to students and stuff and explain to them, and there's posters and all the rest of it. But it just, with a particular group, it just doesn't, it seems to kind of wash off them. It's an issue of respect as well. I mean, they just don't seem to care. They don't seem to be aware that there's other people around, that there's any obligation to kind of behave forward. And the other thing, underlying all this, is drink. Large amounts of drink. I mean, and some of them basically, maybe for the first time, away from home, the constraints have gone and stuff. And it isn't just going out and getting a bit married, it's getting, I talked to two young girls on the doorstep of the house next door to me, on Monday night at 12:30, and they couldn't conduct a conversation with me because they were so drunk. And the next day they won't remember they won't remember they were ringing the bell in that house with nobody in it for an hour and banging the door and waking the whole street up. They probably won't remember that.
Does it annoy you when you walk along the Ormer Road or the Malone Road and see the drinks promotions and then see the behaviour pattern of youngsters who even in the afternoon are staggering about?
Yeah, Regeneration Group and others have raised this repeatedly. Drink fuels this. There is no doubt about this. I mean, and the easier it is and the cheaper it is to get hold of. But I think the people who sell the drink do the promotions, I don't think they care. Basically, to them, it's about the bottom line. That's it.
And do you, as a Regeneration Group, ever speak to the obvious publicans who are promoting their wares outside Queen's University? They'll be back at lunchtime today with their inflatables and their displays and their glamour girls. Do you ever go to them and say, who's in charge here? Do you know what the outcome of this is? We can't get any sleep because people are on the rip.
We try to do, we, try to work with authorities, we try to work with the council and stuff. I mean, the problem is here that basically, you know, legislation and stuff is very limited in terms of actually doing anything about this. They will simply say, you know, people have approached them, they will simply say they have a right to do this, they're simply promoting their business. So, you know, but I go back to the thing, Frank, that we have these conversations two or three times a year. I mean, and this goes on. We just had a very nice period up until about a couple of weeks ago, 3 or 4 months of peace and quiet in the area. I mean, and suddenly, overnight, I mean, you get this sense of dread, a tsunami coming towards you every September.
So, Rowan, is it fair, and I know we'll get calls from people, especially people who are in the landlord game, saying we're too quick to criticise the students, but what you're saying there seems to add up, that it's quiet in the summer, and when the students arrive in town, it's unacceptable.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to get in a ding-dong with landlords. I mean, there was a landlord on the media a couple of weeks ago saying how much, you know, that the landlords contribute to the improvement of the area. I mean, if you talk to any resident in the area, I mean, any resident, no, that will not be the case. And I think it goes back, we've said this before, you basically funnel huge amounts of young people into a very small area. I mean, that is at root of this, and then basically those young people, many of them away from home for the first time, basically, you know, hit the drink, cheap drink promotions and all the rest of it. And that's the recipe here. That's the recipe for the kind of social disorder we've got.
Yeah, that's the reality. Rowan Davidson from the Holy Land Regeneration Association. Thank you very much. Thank you.